You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
People one way or the other feel some kind of way about it. Now, if your team has lost to the Eagles because of it, you certainly feel some kind of way about it. The Packers were the ones to bring this to the competition committee, and then Roger Goodell and the NFL said, we're going to look at it. They were supposed to vote on this in the spring. They tabled it. Today they voted. And the irony to all of this is that Jeffrey Lurie, who is the owner of the Eagles, and Travis Kelce's brother, went into this meeting. And they kind of laid down the law. And now reports are that, Mike, there were heated exchanges between NFL owners and league executives during this meeting.
Wow, I'd like to be a fly on the wall for this.
So the discussion occurred during what's called the general session, which is attended by owners as well as league executives. And they're saying that Jeffrey Lurie made an impassioned speech in defense of the play. Obviously, it's his team that does it better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And so the Eagles and the NFL declined to comment, but apparently things got heated, man. And they're saying Jeffrey Lurie pulled out all the stops. And as I said, you know, Kelce speaking, I also thought helped maybe sway owners, these couple of owners, one way or the other. But, guys, this was such a close vote. My guess is it's back on the table next year.
Jerry Jones apparently asked a few questions. When you're talking about the tush push, what the hell could Jerry possibly ask? It's about as self-explanatory as it could be. The Bills owner, Terry Pegula, he's a critic, even though his team does, as we said, do their own version, which isn't as effective, but they do it. He apparently still supported banning it. An hour had passed, according to this report, Carl, when Jed York, the 49ers owner, said, how much more blank?
How much more crap?
Yeah, S-word.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've scattered laughs, but the room was quiet. But basically, as you said, Lurie brought in a bunch of guys to say, hey, here's a play, and here's how we developed it. And I said this earlier. You know, if another team out there had come up with this about the same time or had both been in the hopper, you know, just like we said, the Wildcat was something that a lot of people, almost like three-quarters of the NFL, had a version of it. You know, it's just crazy how the NFL, for some reason, I said to Carl, I chalk it up to ego, the hubris. These geniuses won't copycat another team because God knows we could have used a 4th-and-1 play that worked the last 20 years as a Falcon fan. You can think about this in playoff games, regular season games that would have gotten us better position, Carl. I mean, in the playoffs.
For sure.
We've never been a good short yardage. We're not a good pass rushing team. We're not good in the red zone. So to me, it's just, why aren't you doing this? It's got to be. It's the human element of the coach's ego, because everyone has got athletes. Everyone has got a muscular tight end or a big running back. As a guy brought up a great point last hour to Carl and I, imagine if you're Pete Carroll, in hindsight, would you rather have had Marshawn Lynch under center as opposed to Russell Wilson trying to throw a slant from 2 yards out?
Yes.
I mean, this is a play that works and it's effective. So I always felt, yes, it sucks and it's boring unless you're an Eagles fan.
All right, more on this to come. This just in, we got to get to something that a former Georgia quarterback said I find interesting. But SGA, man. Shai Gilchrist-Alexander wins the MVP.
How about that?
And I don't think this should be a surprise to any NBA fan or anybody that's watched this season. He's been unbelievable. But I want to put this in context. Oklahoma City goes up 1-0 on Minnesota last night. But SGA led them to a league-high 68 wins. They were chasing 70 and then, you know, came up a hair short. Mm-hmm. But he becomes the second player, Mike, in NBA history to average at least 30 points on 50% shooting from the field. Means he's making half his shots. Five rebounds, averaging a five rebounds, five assists a game, and two steals, and one block per game. The only other guy to do that was Michael Jordan in 87 and 88. Michael Jordan in 90-91. That is a dominant season by SGA. And if you watch this year, he led the way for his team. He makes big buckets, makes big plays. But, Mike, he is that guy. And last night you saw it. I mean, 20 of his points came in the second half.
Right.
And he didn't have a great shooting night. But part of this game and what made Michael so great, you got to get to the line. You got to get to the line,
right,
man.
You got, and that's want to. That's effort. That's physicality. That's why I just, and again, they don't take as many three-point shots. Certainly, we said last night, 51 three-point attempts because Minnesota was trying to come back. But over the course of the season, SGA, it's been a slow burn to get there.
Yes.
And I get it. I know that all these MVPs are so friggin' subjective, but I don't think there's any NBA fan has a problem with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander getting that award.
No, I don't think so either. 32.7 points is what he averaged on 51.9% shooting. He's efficient. I mean, that's incredible. All right, congratulations to him, and we'll see if the Oklahoma City Thunder can get to the finals because they got to still get past the T-Wolves.
A lot of guys making a big beef about Ant-Man taking the dive last night.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron, the guy's been doing this for a while, and certainly in the playoffs. I mean, if I'm the Pacers, I take a few dives against the Knicks, get on the line.
Got to do it.
But I just thought that's guys who had a beef with Ant-Man. I didn't think it was that bad. I've seen other players do more egregious flops than that.
It's gamesmanship, man. I mean, like, it's. I agree with you. I don't think it's, you know, it's. You got to work the officials. You can scream at them, or, Mike, you can do things like that. And hopefully they get in your corner and you get a couple of calls that go your way.
Get a little momentum, take it another step. Ah, go fly it, man.
Either way. All right, more on the NBA tonight. We do get the Knicks and the Pacers. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Aaron Murray. We like Aaron a lot, and I think he's done a really good job becoming an analyst and all the things he's involved with. But Mikey says that he does not believe that Arch Manning is going to be the number one pick. I am not sold. Direct quote from Aaron Murray. Do you think the hype on Arch Manning is too much?
Well, I just don't know why they rolled with Quinn Ewers like they did. You could argue, rolled it into the ground if you're Steve Sarkisian. Now, I know in that Ohio State game, you could argue that they never said concussion. Arch got nailed in that one game when the one play got in there. I just thought there was so many times in the Texas season that Sarkisian should have gone to Arch Manning, but he was going to die with yours, man. So I can't – I know just a little bit more about Arch Manning just because he's had some mop-up duty for Texas than I do for a guy like Gunnar Stockton, for instance.
Look, there's additional pressure that Quinn Ewers didn't have with him carrying the Manning name. Just is. And everybody expects him to be great because guess what? His uncles are great. His dad was great, right?
What's that receiver car? Sorry, Mike. What's that receiver car look like?
They're going to be great.
O-line reloading, right?
Yes.
I mean, all those guys that went to the league.
Look, if Texas is not in the Final Four again next year, something's wrong. That means Sark blew it. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. Now, you still have to maneuver the SEC, which gets us to what Kirby had to say, which I find, Mike, is he downplaying the championship expectations for the Dogs? Kirby went on Paul Feinbaum and said, I actually think that it's great when you win a 16-team SEC conference. And it's probably one of the best years we've had in terms of winning. He says it's hard to do when you play 7 or 8 top 10 teams.
Which they did.
We were able to do that. But I really don't get caught up in it. He says, I love the expectation. I embrace it. But I think it's a good thing because if it's not there, then what are you playing for? Okay. He's right. But it's not going to be any easier this year. I mean, they had a heck of a schedule last year. But the point is, guys, right. This is what the SEC is now. And you know, right. I mean, it was hard before Texas and OU got into it. It's just become one of those extra games you've got to play. But do you think Kirby's downplaying the championship expectations?
Well, I mean, last year you had Mike Hill-Williams was banged up a lot at times. You had a quarterback, Carson Beck, that shot yourself in the foot a few times. You know, and yet, you know, yet your worst game, I would say the worst game you played was the Ole Miss game.
Okay.
I mean, Notre Dame, that was, like, in hindsight, you made two big mistakes. You know, you just got to eat
coaching?
It, run the football before the half, and it's a one-possession game. And, look, special teams, that area let you down, too. But getting back to the regular season, yeah, I mean, you didn't have your A game, and you still made the playoffs. And you still were just maybe three plays in that Notre Dame Sugar Bowl from moving on.
Yeah, look, when he says, and this is the end of the quote, he says, I love the expectation, I embrace it. I don't think he's downplaying it. But when he's talking about, what he's telling us is, look, let's not put the horse before the cart. Guys, do you guys know how hard it is to win a 16-team SEC now?
Right.
Like, that's what he's saying. First of all, we got to do that before we can even talk about a championship.
And I hate to say it, it's one of the byproducts of this expanded college football playoff, and soon it will be 16.
You're right.
You know, from 12. You know, but you're just going to – you're going to have a chance now to be a three-loss team. Alabama went one bridge too far.
Too far.
That Oklahoma game was indefensible to even the playoff committee.
No, it was.
But, I mean, a three-loss SEC team –
how many games did Alabama lose?
Four.
Four games, yes.
Are we counting the bowl game?
Five. Alabama! Yeah.
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
All that conversation. Yeah, DeBoer, DeBoer, DeBoer. All right, where were you, Mike? I'm sorry.
No, it was now, that's a conversation. I don't think he's ever going to downplay it, because their goal is always going to be to win the SEC, but you don't have to anymore.
No.
Hell, Ohio State didn't even beat their arch rival. They haven't beat their arch rival in three seasons. And they got a natty, which Michigan fans will never let them forget about.
No, you're right. Look, I don't think that's the goal. I guarantee you step into fall practice and Kirby's going to say, we win in the SEC. That's goal number one. Used to be win the East, then win the SEC. It's now we got to maneuver our schedule and win the SEC. He's not going to come off of that, but you're absolutely right. And I'm not going to tell you players are going to – you're not going to get less effort because of it, Mike, knowing that, oh, we can lose three dog and we're good. Like, nobody's going into any of these games thinking that way. But if you do happen to have a screw-up or a lapse – it may not hurt you the way it used to, and you can still make a run. So, yeah, but I do think he embraces it. I just think he understands, before we get ahead of ourselves, we understand we got a tough 16-team SEC conference.
By the way, there's an article from Saturday Down South this week talking about who are the biggest transfer portal players for each team. Since we just mentioned Texas, we're talking about them. Marad Watson is a defensive lineman from Syracuse.
Okay.
So that's a big piece for them. Looks like an instant impact guy. And for Georgia, they're saying Zach Branch, the transfer from USC.
The wide receiver.
Yeah, and that's I could certainly make the argument there. Gideon Davidson, a freshman running back, is going to be toting the rock big time for Clemson, which is interesting. And a tight end named Max Clair for Ohio State. It's just kind of interesting to see how guys did. Everybody who's going to compete for this playoff had to hit it in the portal, period.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. That's our text line. Find Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And, of course, you can follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. All right. We have really one very successful general manager.
By the way, sorry to correct. It was a four-loss season for Alabama. They should have lost to, again, South Carolina.
Oh, well.
But they didn't. Alabama fans just hit us up on the text line.
Oh, y'all mad?
Bobby hit us up on that.
It's four. Y'all mad?
Yeah, sorry about that. You did crush Mercer, though. That was impressive.
Why y'all upset? I thought y'all were going to win another natty.
Yeah, I mean, South Carolina's got a field goal kicker. That's four. And then a bowl game is five.
But it is four.
Right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We want to be we must be accurate.
No, you're right. You're
especially
right.
For those folks.
You're right.
He took off his shoes to count that over there across the state line. But yes, that's four.
Okay, fine. Four. We want to do it again. Mike, how many did Alabama lose?
Four.
Four. Alabama!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.